Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to our phone calls. Carrie has been waiting very patiently in Louisiana, listening to KBYO. Good evening, Carrie.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to bring back up the topic of Christianity and the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let you know that really offends me. And in today's world where we have so many liberals, and it seems like the liberal world is always on top or is heard more than the conservative side, you know, I want to complain. Because all I ever hear is about, you know, how the people that aren't Christians are offended about the Christian life. Well, I'm complaining because I'm tired of hearing about people downgrading my God and my Bible. And I think y'all are speaking out of turn. You don't know what you're saying. You haven't read the Bible, so you don't.
I've read it almost. I've read it the Old Testament 3 times and the New Testament 7 times.
Well, you've missed some of it or something, because the things that you've said do not, is not what the Bible says.
Okay, which parts do you have wrong?
Well, I can't. I'm not going to name each part. I don't
just pick
know.
One. Pick one or two.
What one part stuck out to you?
Let's go back to the part
wrong.
Where y'all were talking about children, where they go to heaven or hell when they die at a young age.
Yeah.
It plainly says in there that if a child dies before they know what is right and wrong, they have a special place in God's book in heaven. And you should have been able to see that.
Not familiar with that verse. I'm sure that if I'm wrong, someone will send me the verse.
But weren't we talking about how Christians...
I don't want to ask you, where is that? Because that's not really fair.
But weren't we talking about at that time during that conversation how different Christians believe different things about that? Mark, I'm asking you.
I believe so.
If you're a true Christian, you believe the Bible. You believe every word of it.
So do you believe that Noah floated around on an ark for a year?
Yes, I believe. If it's in the Bible and it says that, then I believe it to the T.
Now, where do you think the water went? Because it would have required about 10 feet of water to fall per minute in order to just cover the mountains in the Middle East. Forget about leaving extra water over the top of them or Mount Everest or anything like that. Just the mountains in the Middle East, it would have required 10 feet per minute, which I think you'd agree is a lot of water falling very, very fast, for 40 days and 40 nights. To cover those mountains, where do you think, and that ends up being a volume of water that's 5 times the amount of water that's currently on the planet, where'd the water go?
I don't know where the water went. I'm not worried about where the water went. I'm not going to question it.
Hold on. Before you go any farther, you're choosing not to question it, but I choose to question it. Do you think that God will send me to hell for asking that question and not being able to come up with an answer that I find satisfactory?
No, this is what God will send you to hell for, and this is what I believe.
Okay.
And I believe in your heart that both of you know the answer. But this is what I want to tell you, that if you don't believe in God, and Jesus is your Savior, then that's what will send you to hell.
But do you understand that the book that has Jesus, you know, that tells me that I should have Jesus as my Savior is the same book that has the Noah story in it that I can't believe? And you yourself said that Christians believe every word of the Bible. So therefore, since I don't believe the story of Noah, I can't believe the story of Jesus because it's in the same book. Do you get that? I mean, I agree with you. Christians believe every word of the Bible. I totally agree with you. That's how I was raised. And because I can't believe the story of Noah or the Tower of Babel or Balaam and his talking ass or any of these other stories, then I can't believe the story of Jesus coming in, you know, God in one form, and then this whole Trinity thing, which sounds crazy to me. Do you understand how I'm stuck on the horns of that dilemma, and that it would seem unfair to me that the fair and just God would send me to hell for not believing some stories that seem just plain old outlandish?
Well, I mean, I can see in today's world why you don't believe that, because you've never seen that. But Christian in my heart, and I know that God is my Savior and Jesus is my Savior, that I know that whatever he says in there, that happened, and I can't change that.
How do you know?
It's called faith.
Ah, okay.
Right.
Somebody told you that, right? So somebody, when you were growing up, mom and dad presumably took you to church.
Okay, you're right. I have been in church since day one, but let me tell you something.
Me too.
When I was growing up in my teenage years, my college years, there was questions, you know, that I had.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I got saved and I knew that Jesus was my Savior, there was something in my heart, in my mind, that told me, hey, this is what happened. This is right, and this is what I should do. And if I died tonight, if I did not wake up tomorrow, I know where I would be. And there's no other comfort like that. And I think that I think it's in your heart. I think if you've ever experienced Christianity to any extent, I think you're born with it.
No.
I mean, well, God created
That's kind of like saying God only likes people born in the United States and Western
white
Europe.
Western culture.
You know what I mean?
What I'm talking about. You're not even sick. Christianity didn't even start in the United States.
You're right.
That started
that Jesus was English.
Israel.
So you feel it in your heart. So something told you in your heart that
Bake this guy over.
I'm not baking him.
My question is that, well, he's offended, and I haven't gone after his religion at all. My question is don't you think it's unfair for God to send me to hell when I don't believe it and it seems outlandish to me? I mean, his religion, if it makes him feel better, is fine. Mine makes me feel better. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I feel great.
And I'm not interested. It's my I recall the verse where it says that you'd be better off with a millstone tied around your neck than to lead one of mine astray. And I'm not looking to lead one of your,
if you're happy with your belief system, that's great.
Fine and dandy. I've got questions, and I don't think God throws people in hell for questions.
I don't think that he throws people in hell for questions. What I do know is that if you do not believe that Jesus is your Savior, that's what causes you to go to hell.
How can you believe it if you have questions?
Well, if you believe that, if you believe that, that knocks out all
the questions.
But
I don't believe it. I have some questions. I can't believe it until my questions are answered. Now, the other thing is I'd like to point out we're not liberals. Ian, you a liberal?
No, I'm a voluntarist.
I would consider myself, you know, like conservative would be the terminology I used at one point. Now I would call myself a libertarian, which is fiscally conservative, socially liberal, because I believe that people should be able to do what they want as long as they don't hurt other people. And if they do hurt other people, they should have to make good for that. And
isn't that what Jesus would do?
I believe he would. I don't think Jesus would go around telling people how they would live. I think he would tell them that they would have to without sin, they could cast the first stone.
That's why Jesus was sent here as a human, but something that we could relate to and see God in. And he was a perfect human. There's no other perfect human other than Jesus.
So we shouldn't. So according to what Jesus' words were, we shouldn't be condemning people for actions like gambling or pornography or any of those things, because only someone without sin can cast the first stone. Wouldn't you agree?
You judge people on their fruit, and that is in fruit being...
Not if you're a Christian, you don't. Jesus, well, you can judge them if you wish. You cannot punish them. You cannot somebody legally. So you agree that somebody should, if they want in America, be able to gamble and that there's nothing that the government shouldn't have anything to do with it? Or if they want to, they should be able to look at pornography or go to a hooker? Or if they want to drink in excess or do drugs, that they should be allowed to and that the government shouldn't have any say in that?
No, but God gives you that freedom to make those decisions. But he wishes that you would not, and that you would follow him.
I got no problems with what you have to say.
Thanks for the call, Carrie. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. You're saying you don't have a problem with him because he doesn't want to enforce his viewpoint on you?
It's fine with me. Sounds like a good man.
You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience completely free at freetalklive.com.
You know your email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Well, wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com. It's an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. You can sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls. Ladies first, it's Leslie in Ohio. Leslie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling about the gentleman that just phoned in about Christians.
Yeah.
I find it a little disturbing for someone to speak on my behalf because I am a Christian.
Okay.
And I don't believe everything that the Bible says because
why?
Not every word of that was written by God or Jesus.
But that's what he believes.
Well,
he
not
believes
any of it was written by God or Jesus, but I'm confused.
Well, the fact is that it should be all about believing in God and Jesus, not word for word and verse for verse, or you're going to go to, you know, down there if you do the wrong thing.
Do you believe there? So you don't think that women have to have their heads covered if they leave the house?
Oh, that's just like in the Bible about when a woman menstruates, how that she was to be separated from the man because it was a time when it was almost a shame. And I did read that. I mean, it wasn't word for word, but there is references in the Bible that do upset me because I am a woman. And according to the Bible, I was put here to serve a man.
Right. There's a lot of cultural conventions that have changed from 2,000 to 4,000 years ago.
The men created that religion, I mean, essentially. And again, it's all about, as we were talking earlier, about controlling people. So you're a Christian that doesn't necessarily adhere to every single word in the Bible. But do you also hold the belief that there is a hell? And if so, what are the parameters that would send one there?
I do believe that there is a hell, and that, of course, I do believe that murder is one of them. I'm horrible to say this, but I don't believe in abortion unless it's, like, medically necessary.
I'm with you. I entirely agree with that. However, I wouldn't legislate that belief on someone else. I think that there have been a great deal of problems with the prohibition of abortion in this country, and I don't want to bring those problems back. However, I believe that it is immoral.
So you are a Christian who simply believes that specific acts would send one to hell, not necessarily, as the last guy was suggesting, the lack of belief in Jesus as a Savior?
Yes, to a degree. I believe that you should actually believe in a higher power, and I mean, part of that is we don't know exactly what is there, but we've believed this for so many years and so many hundreds of years that there's something, and everybody in one culture or another claims it is some kind of a god, and of course Christianity is one of the top.
Right. It's one of the big boys on the planet. Certainly the one around here it is. And, you know, it was how I was raised. And I judge my life based on the Christian religion that I have learned. But I have a problem with the idea that is all you have to do is say that Jesus Christ is my Savior and I believe it. And that's it. What about the criminally insane? Let's take Hitler. He's always a great example, right? Good old Hitler. What if, and I've heard he was Catholic, what if Hitler believed that he was doing the right thing? I know that Martin Luther, who started the Protestant movement, the Lutherans, he really hated Jews and believed that they were responsible for, killing Jesus. Hitler hated Jews. Martin Luther hated Jews. Both of these guys would have been, Hitler could have considered himself a Christian, doing God's work. He could have been misled, but as long as he accepted Jesus as his personal savior, you can kill millions of Jews.
He didn't actually do the gas chambering. He ordered it, right?
It doesn't really matter. I wouldn't think. I mean,
but anyone who, anybody who would harm another human being just because they didn't believe in what they wanted is absolutely wrong. They're 100% wrong. You don't take another person's life unless your life is in danger. And if someone, of course, referring to Hitler, he was criminally insane. In my book, he should have been the one who was put to death for what he had done.
Yeah, well, he did die, but, if there is a hell, I don't mind if Hitler ends up there. I don't believe that there is. But it doesn't sound to me that, you know, your religion is Christianity. It sounds like you've made one up that's better.
And that's fine.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
I believe there's a hell, but I think in my own mind that God has his own plan for everybody, for what your hell is going to be, what you've done in your lifetime, for everything that you will repent, for everything that you have done, you will live that over and over and over again. That's my belief. So you will live with what you've done in the afterlife.
So
that's hell. That's your hell. Everybody has their own personal hell, and I believe that's it.
I gotcha. Now, does everybody go to hell then, or the people that on aggregate have done more good things than bad things? You know, kind of like the cosmic scale concept. Do the ones that just squeak across the old scale line there, and do they go to heaven, or how's it work?
See, that's the thing. We don't know. I wish I could answer that. But I do believe there's something, because we are too phenomenal not to have been created by something that is, you know, extraordinary, because the world is just amazing.
I don't disagree that God exists. I only disagree that Jesus would be the only pathway to him.
Thank you, Leslie, for the conversation tonight. I appreciate your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Chris, listening to KPYO in Louisiana. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Hey,
what's on your mind tonight, Chris?
I'm good. I appreciate you taking my call. Just
absolutely.
A little retrospective here. It's kind of difficult because there's nothing as a Christian tangible to put your hands on. So most of all, it's pretty much, you know, you have to have some sort of faith. Being raised in a religious environment, father being a minister, you know, I have questions myself, and I think we all do.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line, I think, is we have to focus on something that we believe in. And that's what pretty much carries us through. And if we have faith and in our own beliefs, and who's to judge right, wrong, or indifferent, but, you know...
God is, and he'll send you to hell.
I don't live in a glass house. And I'm certainly not the one to cast the stone, so I'm not perfect, but I have to have some sort of faith and belief in to raise my children and set the core values for them and to set some sort of standard. You know, I don't know, but I have belief, if that makes any sense to
you. I'm with you. I understand. Now, I've got a son, too. His name's Jack, and he's 11 months. Yeah, 11 months today. And I'm going to raise him in some, you know, sort of my version of religion, which is that, you know, the world has been set up to reward good behavior and to punish bad behavior, that God has created a world that does that. And, you know, I'm not going to cloud his mind with any of this Jesus stuff, to my opinion. Do you think that he's going to grow up with a skewed moral compass as a result?
No, I don't. I don't. I think, you know, we teach our children right, wrong, and they choose to do with it once they reach a certain age anyways, and they've developed their own opinions and from what they see around them and most of all from us. But, you know, again, being raised in a Christian environment and my father being a minister, but I've seen the political aspect of churches, I've seen the in and out, and I've honestly, it's been harder raised in that environment than I would see from the outside looking in.
I thank you, Chris, for the discussion tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think it's much more valuable to create, well, your values from your own experiences of what you believe to be right and wrong rather than to just have it handed down from on high. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
TooSmallForMe.com. That's the numeral 2 and the numeral 4. TooSmallForMe.com. You can clean out unwanted or unused kids' items from your home, save money by grabbing donated items, take advantage of the coupons and freebies on the site. It's easy to use. All the features on the site are absolutely free. You don't have to trash it. You can pass it. My wife actually put some baby items on there, or at least a baby item that I know of, on TooSmallForMe.com.
Very cool. We continue here. As you can see, Free Talk Live is the show about anything. We have been all over the map from the courtroom to religion as we continue with your calls. Chad is in Louisiana listening to KBYO. Hello, Chad.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Got a question about a couple of statements. One thing that bothers me is people living their life off of what they think or their opinion. If they believe in God and they've read the Old Testament and the New Testament, they would find out that each nation that did not honor God was destroyed. Every time a king or a leader put God first and honored him as God and king, tore down the Asherah poles, the Baal worshipers, and put God first, they were fruitful. They had a blessed life. When Jesus comes along, he tells everyone that he is God in flesh and that everyone who believes in God must go through him to get to heaven. There are consequences for our sins. Jesus provides us grace. We're saved by our faith through him. But he asked us to obey the gospel, and that's a message that is getting watered down and not spoken about. People want to live their lives,
if
but
Jesus
then they don't
want
to have a consequence.
I know people do. There are people out that do want to live without consequences, and they will be sorely, sorely mistaken when the time comes that they have to pay for those consequences.
Yeah, but it'll catch up.
Yeah, it catches up really quickly, too. I mean, you do bad things happen right away. But I've got this question. If Jesus really wanted me to do that stuff, and why didn't he write so much as his name down on a cocktail napkin? I mean, the guy didn't write one single thing. He was here on the planet 33 years, but I'm supposed to believe, what, Paul, who didn't write, who never even met the guy, who wrote more than half of the books in the New Testament? Don't you think that if Jesus really, really was God, and it was a sort of a fair setup, he would have wrote down, I'm God, and I'm writing this to you. Wouldn't that be a little more fair?
So you don't believe that Jesus is real because he didn't write his own letters?
Well, I don't know what real means. It's very possible that a man named Jesus of Nazareth existed and led people around. I did see that David Koresh guy and that Jim Jones fella, so I know that people can lead folks around in that manner, but it's also kind of strange that there are many legendary and demigod sort of figures in myths all over that general geographic vicinity where they are all born on December 25th.
Yeah.
They're all chased out of their home region by an angry king.
That's what I want to ask. Chad, you're somebody who obviously believes very strongly in, it sounds to me like, the Bible. Are you a literalist? You believe every word is true?
Well, I read in, I believe it's 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is God-breathed, and writers were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So, yes.
So you do. Now, so why is it that you believe that that particular book, that the Bible, and I don't deny that there's some good stuff in there. I think there's also some contradictory and some bad things. But nonetheless, why is it that that one book and that one religion in your mind is the right one? Why is it that the thousands of other religions around the world and the other icons and the other books are wrong and you're right? Why?
When I read God's Word, I can look with my own eyes and see his creation that his words are spoken about.
So how many other holy books have you read?
I haven't read but one holy book.
Then how? So you have no comparison or contrast, right?
Is it possible that somebody else halfway across the world who's reading a different holy book and who worships a slightly different God could make the same statement that he reads that holy book and he feels the same way as you do? Would he be any less, his opinion be any less valid than yours? Chad?
Yep.
Was that your answer, is yes, or were you just responding to me calling
you? No, I was thinking about your question. When you refer to holy books, what are you referring to?
How about the Tibetan Book of the Dead? How about the Koran? I'm sure that there are I don't know all the religions in the world. I know the Zoroastrians have some kind of document that, mm-hmm. the keepers of the flame and there's quite a few others.
I do have one question is, what are you counting time by?
I use my watch.
That's an interesting question, but I'd like to get you to answer my question first, and that was about the other guy, let's call him Chad, in China, or Chong in China, who is reading some other different book, some other religious book, and feels it in his heart that it's true, that that's God speaking to him. Is his opinion any less valid than yours?
Well, I'm not giving you my opinion. For starters,
what are you giving?
His opinion is that the Bible is correct.
You're
so
saying that
it must be correct.
You're speaking fact, not opinion. Is that what you're saying?
I'm speaking. If you take the history book, and you take science, and you take the Bible, all three of them are in agreement.
Well,
you don't want to drag science into this.
You don't want to drag history into it either. It's a very it's in fact, they can't prove that the Jews were in Egypt at all, and there's no evidence whatever that they wandered around 40 years in the desert, that in fact they were probably in Canaan the whole time. But okay.
So let's say that he believes that his book is fact too. Is his fact any less true than your fact? I understand
why. If his book is referring to God and Jesus, we're probably on the same page.
Yeah, Jesus. It's not going to. Jesus isn't going to show up too much in the other religions. I think he's going to be mentioned by the Muslims briefly, and that's going to be about it.
So no Jesus. So you're saying that man's truth is less than yours. You have the correct truth. It is your truth that is the ultimate truth, and everyone else's truth that they have determined for themselves, because they believe in whatever it is they believe in, is invalid to you. Is that correct?
God's truth is the truth.
And you believe, sir, that you have the exclusive story on what God's truth is?
Yes, I do.
Thank you for the call tonight. What else can you say to that?
Yeah, you know, he's got the faith in what he believes in. I've got faith in what I believe in, too. I believe it sounds kind of silly.
We continue talking to Ashley in Illinois. Ashley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just have a few questions for you guys.
Sure. Excellent.
Since you have a radio show, I imagine you guys don't do too much else other than that, besides activism and doing your radio show. I'm sure you guys have a few hours during the day for freedom.
I suppose. So I was wondering, before you go on, Ashley, both of us do spend most of the day working on the radio show. So lounging on a yacht with a margarita in my hand and beautiful women, at my beck and call. That's not what's happening. Although I do.
Okay, so you guys are working like 8 hour days.
I wouldn't go so 8 hour days. I get up at between 8:30 and 9. Hopefully, I read my emails.
We are the affiliate relations department and sales department for this show.
We are everything.
You guys are running the show, but yes. I'm wondering, you guys have a lot of time to do some reading on liberty-minded. Publications and such?
I read them. I mean,
I don't have as much time as I'd like.
Yeah, I have as much time as the average guy, probably less time than the average guy, but I do make an effort.
You've got questions. Hang on. We will have answers in moments. More with Ashley and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. The remaining moments are approaching. Still enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. Mark is shaking his head. I disagree. We could probably still sneak you in here. All right, this is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. More in moments.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, we might be able to sneak your call in at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things you can do. Most of them are totally free or very low cost. Promote.freetalklive.com. We go back to Ashley in Illinois. Ashley, you had begun the process of getting to something, and I'm not sure where you're going, so continue.
Okay, I'll sum it up for you guys here. I was just basically trying to get an idea of the amount of books you guys read on maybe a weekly or yearly basis, as a lot of listeners are also probably wondering what kind of different viewpoints you guys are, you know, taking inspiration from.
Honestly, also, I don't read as many books as I would like to. I've been in the middle of Complete Liberty by Wes Bertrand for months now, and it's been on my list to read a chapter every single week, but for whatever reason, I just haven't been making time enough to do that. So I am at this point in my life, very slow at going through books.
Yeah, neither one of us is really a scholar. Currently, I'm reading Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me, and you know, a fiction book by... Williamson, Michael Z. Williamson. So
okay, well, you know, I would just like suggest, you know, it may be helpful to your radio show and just your personal lives to, you know, just check out some different opinions that are out there. And also, I was wondering, have either of you read a book called The Future of Freedom?
Nope, I have
freedom.
Not.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, well, I was just wondering maybe you guys should check it out.
Tell us about it.
I actually don't know about it. Actually just saw a lady on the L train in Chicago reading it. I saw it over her shoulder. I was intrigued, and I've actually just ordered it through Amazon in the Free Talk Live link.
Okay.
So I would suggest it to you guys as well.
Great. I mean, as far as reading about different viewpoints, I mean, would you suggest I read, like, you know, the Little Red Book of Communism or something like that, something contrary?
I mean, it couldn't hurt. I really think the more you know, the more better opinion you can make on a variety of different topics.
I understand that books have the feeling of authority to them, but when I do, you know, I spend a great deal of my day reading, but I read, you know, emails from
the
listeners
internet, yeah.
And, you know, articles on the internet and those kind of things. And I must say that I don't particularly like reading articles on the internet. However, printing them all out so that I can sit there and read them makes for a lot of waste. So I'm not really
sure what you mean by the feeling of authority in articles. I mean, it depends where you're getting your article
from. The feeling of authority in books, because it has been bound by, you know, cardboard, that somehow we feel that the book is. Yeah, has more authority. Whereas, I mean, why isn't it that what people that call in on this show and talk about, why isn't what they say valuable?
I have to say, I've learned a lot.
I mean, I think it is valuable. I think you're totally misinterpreting my point. I didn't mean that there was any authority about books. I think that reading different books will give you different viewpoints and therefore will enable you to make, you know, different conclusions and thoughts about
different topics. We get,
as Mark said, there are people that call this show with widely differing viewpoints.
I spend 18 hours a week on the radio listening to people's different viewpoints, and, you know, some of them change my mind. They really, really do. I mean, if you listen to the show for over the last almost, going on seven years now, you'll see that my viewpoint has changed dramatically.
Both of us have shifted in our current understanding of things. And so, I mean, I'm not trying to say that I don't like books. I do love books, but I just don't have the time to
read anything.
Well,
more
I wasn't really trying to start an argument, you know, like
no
you should read
here.
Books or you shouldn't read books. I was just thinking, you know, you guys have a lot of viewpoints, and I'm sure there's other listeners out there who are wondering, you know, do these guys read a lot? How many books do they read a year? That
now
kind
you
of
know.
Thing.
Now you know. I hardly read any books every single
year. I read an hour a day.
Thank you for the call tonight, Ashley. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I really wish I read more, but if I'm going to read more, I've got a stack of books that I have that I've yet to read that I want to read. I have all kinds of books that I want to read. I can't really see myself putting aside a book like Complete Liberty or something else that I might be interested in reading and going and picking up, you know, Karl Marx's Manifesto or whatever.
If we do read, we're likely to read the books that sort of agree with where we're at currently. So
or they take me to a
hone the knife that we wield, the whole hone the scalpel of liberty.
Well,
so
not
that
necessarily that. I mean, or just a book that I'm interested in, for whatever reason I have an interest in, that I have a new interest in. I might want to follow that particular path. But I have no real interest in learning about how to control other people. I mean, as far as all of the other alternate viewpoints of on the political spectrum, I've rejected the idea of using a coercive force on my neighbors, and the reality is that's what most of the political viewpoints out there are, with the exception of the concepts of liberty. So what would the point in going and reading all kinds of opposition books be? I know you could say, well, you'd be more well-rounded, well, you'd be better able to rebut their points, but I don't feel like I have a problem rebutting statism.
I when I was in prison for 9 years, I spent a lot of time reading. I wanted to read the classics. That way, when a person was talking about a particular work of literature, I could say, yep, I read that. And
yeah.
I've read quite a few of them because I really enjoy fiction as opposed to nonfiction. I find it difficult to read the nonfiction.
I like nonfiction. Yeah. I don't really read fiction anymore.
Yeah, to you it would seem like a waste, I would imagine. That's how you would feel.
Julia and I, about a year ago, we read Dexter together, so that was the last fiction that speaking of prison, I did read while I was in jail over that weekend, and I finished an Alfred Hitchcock book from the 1960s, which was actually a compilation of short stories written by people other than Alfred Hitchcock. So apparently he picked a bunch of short stories and put it into a book, so that was the most recent other book that I've read. All right, we continue with your calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Yeah, I'm tired of the way you guys are always ragging on Christians. You know, you're going to roast in hell forever, and I'm going to be up there in heaven. I'm going to be watching you guys while you're turning on that spit down there, and I'm going to be laughing and thinking, oh, all those times you made fun of Christians on the radio, now it ain't so funny anymore, is it, huh?
Oh, Gene, you're playing.
You really think God's going to send me to hell, Gene?
And you know,
no, he doesn't.
You know, I'm going to be rubbing my hands together, and I'm going to be like, you know, maybe I'll get a hot dog on a stick and I'll stick it down there. I'll roast it right over you guys.
Was that all you had, Gene? Were you trying to razz us or did you have something else?
No. I'm serious now. I believe in. I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I reject the hell thing. You know, I don't buy the hell thing. I think that everybody's going to have a chance at salvation. I guess you could call me a universalist in that regard. But Mark, you stumble on some of the things in the Bible that I have very simple explanations for. You know, you stumble on that flood story. The flood story has a very simple explanation, Tetonics. And it's very scientific. You know, and I'm sure that you've heard this before, that nobody said that all these mountains were as high as they are today during the time of the flood. Nobody said the oceans were as deep as they are today at the time of the flood. So a worldwide flood could very easily have happened, and then as a result of the shift in the global chaos or the global catastrophe that was going on during that time, the mountains rose, the oceans dropped. Well, it's a very simple explanation.
It could happen, Gene. if the world, yes, you're right. If the world went completely flat, all the water would cover everything, and I understand completely. But this was a mere 4,000 years ago by the biblical chronology there. And from a geological standpoint, 4,000 years ago is very short period of time. And it's not just...
Now we can go into that again later.
I don't want to get into science.
Time.
I want to get into motivations. What about this God that's supposed to be all-loving? Why would he drown all of his wonderful creatures and creations?
Well, I don't know exactly all the answers, and I don't claim to know.
That's a fair answer.
That's one thing that guy had very good that he hit you with, and you guys kind of glossed over it. He said
what?
He doesn't know where the water went. And that's a good answer because we don't know.
But
there's
wait, that
we don't know.
Well, not knowing would also leave...
Gene? That wasn't us.
I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Okay.
Okay. Not knowing would also leave one with a, hey, it didn't happen. You know? Like, there's that possibility,
well,
too.
Know, maybe it was a local flood and not a worldwide flood, like some people say. But I think, personally, I don't see any problem with it being a worldwide flood.
It's,
I do not.
Very likely it was a local flood between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, and it didn't cover everything in that floodplain.
But if you look at all the cultures on the planet, or most of the cultures, a great deal of them have a flood story in their culture.
There have been a great deal of floods, Gene.
Hey, Gene, we're out of time, man. Thank you for the conversation.
All right.
It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. But you can't do it now because we're done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with 3 more hours for you to dial in about whatever you want. See you then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.